In this bulletin, disaster medical teams and the military battling Victoria's coronavirus crisis. New closing the gap targets set to be released today. And in sport, several powerhouse clubs race to pass the Queensland border before it slams shut. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Disaster medical teams and the military are battling Victoria's coronavirus crisis as residents from nursing homes are moved to hospitals. The first of five Australian medical assistance teams will arrive in Melbourne today. Australia's COVID-19 toll rose to 176 after nine more deaths in Victoria. Executive leader of the Victorian Aged Care Response Centre, Joe Buffone, says success will come from unity of effort.
They are to bolster our rapid intervention so that when we have these complex outbreaks that escalate quickly, we have the leadership team, the multidisciplinary team to help stabilise the situation, support the owner and operator of the facility to make sure that our residents, the residents there, are looked after.
Reducing the number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in prison is one of 16 targets under a new Closing the Gap agreement to be released today. Governments have named the year 2031 as the target to close the life expectancy gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians. Other targets include ensuring secure and affordable housing, providing education pathways, and maintaining relationships with the land and culture. Meanwhile, in the United States, the heads of some of the world's largest tech firms are appearing before Congress and being questioned over whether they're too big and should be broken up. Evidence is being taken in a virtual hearing from Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, Sundar Pichai from Google, and Tim Cook from Apple. Members of Congress have accused Google of leveraging its search engine to steal information from other websites and manipulating results to drive people to its own digital services to boost profits. Committee Chair David Cicilline says the four companies would dangerously gain more power because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, these corporations already stood out as titans in our economy. In the wake of COVID-19, however, they're likely to emerge stronger and more powerful than ever before.
Police in Hong Kong say they've arrested four students on suspicion of breaching the new national security law. The senior superintendent of police from Hong Kong's National Security Department says they were arrested for subversion and for organising and inciting secession.
So we have information, we investigated into this. We found that this organisation posed in a social media about the establishment of a new parties that would promote the independence of Hong Kong.
Elsewhere, the annual Hajj pilgrimage performed by Muslims around the world is beginning in Saudi Arabia. Pilgrims this year must stand apart rather than praying shoulder to shoulder due to coronavirus preventative measures. Around 1,000 Saudi Arabia locals were selected to take part in the five-day pilgrimage. This year will mark the first time in nearly a century that people from outside the kingdom will not take part. In AFL, a sudden change of plans for the Greater Western Sydney Giants and Sydney Swans will see both New South Wales-based teams evacuate the state today. Netball teams, the New South Wales Swifts, Giants Netball and the West Coast Fever are also on the move to set up a hub base in Queensland. The border slammed shut early Saturday morning. Turning to NRL, Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs recruit Tim Laffey hopes to turn his mid-season reunion with the NRL club into a permanent stay. Laffey will line up for the Bulldogs in Sunday's clash with Parramatta. It comes just 2 weeks after signing from the St George Illawarra Dragons. It'll be his first match with the club since his departure in 2015.
It's good to be back. You know, for me, it's looking for an opportunity to play some footy, obviously, with no New South Wales Cup, playing. So we want to finish off the year strong, and with some wins. And for myself, it's about doing my job, going out there and, give 100% of my effort, week in and week out.
And now a look at today's weather. Mostly sunny in Perth, Darwin, Brisbane and Adelaide, partly cloudy in Melbourne, Hobart and Canberra, and possible showers in Newcastle. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.